everything.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Finish strong.
That's another song I can sing.
The Tim Allen grunt.
Yeah. Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House.
Did you go out on your balcony last night at all?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you happen to notice you can see South Mountain from here?
Yeah, and Four Peaks.
And it was too dark for me. I just saw the red lights glowing from South Mountain. I'm like, you know what? I'm closer to South Mountain right now than I am home from Woodman.
It's like surround sound in mountains, no matter which way you look.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the way, just solid mountains and lots of sky.
Yeah. Yep. Sunrise this morning from the 7th floor of Francisco Grande. You have that posted on our website?
The picture of your sunrise, yes.
On the website or on the Facebook?
On Facebook.
And we were asked yesterday if we Twitter. Do we Twitter?
We didn't think we did. Romy tells me I do, but I didn't.
How do you do that?
It's just an automatic link. Anytime Rosie on the House makes a post on Facebook, it goes to Rosie on the House Twitter account.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I have to say I've never been there to watch it, but I have been to Facebook a couple times. Well, we've got a special event going this weekend where yesterday we invited Rosie Certified Partners to join us where we could kind of do an exercise on developing the best practices of operating a contractor and service providing service to our Arizona homeowners. And I thought we had a really great time. I think it came out very well. We came up with a lot of great ideas. We had a lot of participation with our members. It's our ongoing effort to try and make the Rosie on the House referral network absolutely incomparable in every single way for the amount of service provided. And for you, the Arizona homeowners. Well, we ended the day by inviting homeowners from all across the state to join us on a focus group. I had a lot of fun just listening in on that issue. We were put into the Casa Grande Dispatch paper that we would be here broadcasting, and then we actually had several homeowners just walk in the front door and join the broadcast. And, John, you're one of the locals that just kind of walked in the front door. Nice to meet you and your wife, Miss Carol, and I understand you've been here in the Casa Grande area since 87. I've got to ask you one thing. Is it Casa Grande or Casa Grande?
I would say Casa Grande.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. And Linda says Casa Grande too, huh? Well, I used to say Casa Grande, and then we had a second-generation resident from Casa Grande write me a long email about why it's Casa Grande. So I've tried to force myself to change it, and out of due respect for all the time she spent writing me that letter, I'm going to try and adopt the Casa Grande.
Well, we're originally from Michigan, so I probably brought a lot of that influence with me when I came. And Casa Grande, I would say, is a Spanish way of pronouncing
for sure.
It. And the big house is the English.
So what brings John and Carol to Casa Grande, Arizona in 1987? I mean, at that point, Casa Grande, Arizona was still a drive-by town for 99% of the people.
It was a teaching position. I had just graduated from college in Michigan. Actually, I taught a year in Michigan, and then we looked for a teaching position outside of the state and was called down here for an interview. And
had you ever been here before?
No.
Where in Michigan were you? Ann Arbor?
No, we were in Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh. I went to Grand Valley State University, now it's called.
Okay, now I've been to Grand Rapids. Okay, so I'm picturing somebody grows up and goes to college in Grand Rapids and is invited to come to Casa Grande to look for a job. Your head's got to be full of question marks.
Well, when I first drove into Casa Grande, I was... Well, this doesn't look like there's a whole lot here.
Was it on summer break?
Well, it was July.
Oh, it was July 4th. Yeah, baby.
I hadn't been in the desert. You know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I had been here in 1970, 71.
Okay.
A friend of mine and I drove down here to pick up his sister who wanted a ride back and didn't have plane fare. It was kind of a long story.
Sure.
So we went
road trip.
We did a little tubing on the Salt River.
Okay.
Right. And it was I remember it was 104, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I was really impressed with how clean everything was. I mean, in Phoenix, where we were used to Michigan, where the snow and the salt on the
just
roads
ages everything.
Yes, everything just looked like it had been used a lot longer than, you know, down here in Phoenix. So I had a good impression from that. We were here for 2 days, did that tubing, and then we went to see a Jethro Tull concert.
That did it for you.
Was that at Legend City?
No, it was
celebrity theater.
Right, okay. Revolving stage.
Oh, man.
That I enjoyed that.
All right. Well, you didn't come down here this morning to answer my questions about your life. You had a question about your house. What is it?
Well, thank you for making me feel real comfortable here. But we have a 16-year-old house.
Okay.
And fiberglass is what they're single shell units for the tubs,
yep,
and the shower. And they're discolored, chipped, and we're looking at either replacing or refurbishing. I don't know the best way to go about it, and possibly eliminating a tub in one or maybe two of the showers. They're presently they're combination, the tub and the shower, and so there's two places, two tubs and two showers, and I don't know what would be the best to consider.
Are you familiar at all with the operation called Rebath?
No.
Okay. Well, that's where we're going to start. When y'all want to get to a big town, do y'all go to Phoenix or do you go to Tucson?
Phoenix.
Okay. So next time you're up in Phoenix, and I'll give you the address, they're at Baseline and Dobson. The showroom is very easy to access and get to it. You'll need to make an appointment because it isn't staffed all the time, and they like to make appointments. There's somebody there answering the phone, but not somebody there really trained with all the product lines. But take a look at everything. You can find them on the website at Rebath. You can find them at the website, rosieonthehouse.com. And they do over 1,000 bathroom remodels a year. And their buying power and their software programs and their materials are lifetime guaranteed. I'm going to tell you, that's the number one place you need to start, okay?
Steering me away from doing it by myself.
Oh, do you want to try and do it?
That was the second part of the question, really.
It okay.
Would be something that would be better done by a contractor or something I might try and tackle myself.
Well, how much home improvement, what's your tool inventory look like and what's your experience level?
Very limited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's involved. If we're going to remove the fiberglass and get back into maybe a more conventional cast iron porcelain covered tub, you're going to take a reciprocating saw and you're going to cut that fiberglass unit in half, maybe in quarters, get it all taken apart, dismantle as much sheetrock as you need to get out from behind the lips and get all that taken out. And then what you're going to have in that cavity is the drain on the concrete floor and the wood studs. And now, okay, what are we going to do now? Well, if we're going to go to a porcelain, cast iron porcelain tub, you're going to need to have Carol take that from the garage where they deliver it. And it weighs about 420 pounds. And have her get that back into the position and put it in place. And then you've got to connect that to the drain. Once that's done, that's really the hardest, heaviest amount of work. Then it's a matter of taking Wonder Board and covering the, making sure there's no mold and dry rot back there. I would encourage you at this point is the time to replace the shower and valve and get a new one in there. And this is if you want to go back to a shower tub combo. I mean, you can saw cut the floor and put a flush drain in if you want. So you have a straight walk-in, wheel-in situation if that's something you're looking forward to. And at that point, you just pick what wall selection you want. But the critical thing that I tell people is if you don't have the tub to serve as your shower pan, if you're just going to do a shower yourself, what most homeowners don't know how to do is to build that waterproof pan that has to go underneath the tile and up the walls because the grout is not waterproof.
Most contractors don't know how to do that.
Most contractors don't know how to do that. But underneath every ceramic tile shower, there is a vinyl pan that is laid under there that comes up the wall anywhere between 18 and 24 inches, and it catches all the water that enters the grout line and the thin set line, and it allows it to leak down the behind the wall, behind the tile, catches it in a vinyl pan, mm-hmm. and then moves it to the drain so that you're not getting any residual water and dry rot in there underneath all the floor area. So the vinyl pan's kind of tricky. The cast iron tub is kind of heavy. Those are usually and in a home that's 16 years old, I would you think that's a PEX plumbing line or is that a copper line?
I think it's copper.
Copper, yeah. Okay. And well, and then you have to do some soldering back in there behind the walls, and you want to make sure that's done in a way it doesn't leak in the future.
So once it is replaced, what would be a good material that is low maintenance? I mean, is cultured marble an option?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can go Mesa Fully Formed right outside of Mesa. They'll come take a look at it for you. Cultured marble has very few grout lines or caulk lines in it. It comes in full slabs. There's Firanza stone. There's no limit.
Well, what I do like about the fiberglass is it's one piece, and we don't have the seams and the caulking and all that to maintain.
I hear you. All the more reason I think you ought to get up to the Rebath showroom and take a look at what they have that could come out in big sheets that really look pretty, really nice.
So you say to remove the old one, you cut it into halves or quarters.
However
small.
How
does the new one get in?
Well, it comes back in pieces. The tub comes in and sets down by itself, and then the three walls come in three separate pieces, and they're all interlocked and caulked in place. If yours is truly a one-piece unit, the house was framed, and then they came and brought that unit in and set it in place, connected the drain, and then they built the rest of the house around it.
That's what I was thinking. So a one-piece unit is not going to go back in there without doing a lot of removal.
That's correct. You're not going to get another one-piece unit back in there. But if you take a look at what Rebath does in their interlocking channels and panels, it accomplishes virtually the same thing as the one-piece.
But you do have seams where there's caulk.
You do. Yes. You do. But that's going to be my first recommendation. Get up to the showroom at Baseline and Dobson. If you're in the Phoenix area, if you're in the Tucson area, it'd be Speedway and Alvernon. Take a look at what they're doing, and I think you'll be genuinely impressed. So take a look there, and we'll go from there. Take a look, and then let's talk again. Now you know how to get a hold of me. Here's my card. That gives you all the access information, how to track me down. And because you came today, I'll be your free consultant through the whole project.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very
John, much. Thanks a million for walking in the door and bringing your question.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it.